B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack.
Where did he leave the shack for?
But that was all he missed.
He coming back?
He ain't coming back.
Told me he's coming back.
Tombstone bar and a juke joint car, he made a stop.
I know he's starting to feel a little bit now.
Just long enough to grab a handle on the top. Next stop, Chi-Town, lead a bullet of money down.
I still think of Chris Berman and Lito Shepherd. You know that? I still think of that. Isn't that terrible? By the road. All right. According to, I guess, Brian Windhorst. This is coming from Brian Windhorst because when I click on the Jordan Schultz tweet that says this.
No, the video talks about LeBron's in full recruiting mode.
Okay,
right now.
So Jordan Schultz is the one reporting it from ESPN.
Yes.
So this is Jordan Schultz doing the reporting. Jordan Schultz of ESPN says that Kyrie Irving was seen with LeBron James at Hyde, which is a nightclub, chain of nightclubs. I think they got a bunch of them.
Oh.
In LA last Saturday. What does that mean? Let's assume it's true.
That's cool.
It doesn't sound outrageous.
And there have been videos of Kyrie coming out of certain places in L.A. So he has been in L.A.
He's been in L.A. He was with LeBron last Saturday in L.A. That could be two friends getting together. That could be Kyrie Irving talking to LeBron about going to the Lakers.
You're going way out of your way just to get together. I'm sorry. This has more into it than considering their past and how they were distant. Now they're like, well, who else calling me now?
Well, let me add this to the conversation. Brian Windhorst on PTI last night said that from what he understands, LeBron has already begun the recruiting process.
He has to.
And he's had contact with Kawhi Leonard, and he's had contact with Jimmy Butler.
Oof. See, a lot of people think Kawhi's going there, right?
Like everybody, no, the Clippers.
I'm sorry, Clippers. That's right.
People think that Kawhi's not going to want to play second fiddle to LeBron.
LeBron was also spotted having dinner with Westbrook and... also, Anthony Davis at Nobu last night.
Was it All-Star Weekend out there?
What the hell?
He's flying him in, dude.
No, a lot of the NBA players spend their offseason in L.A.
Well, I mean,
they work out there. They live out there in the offseason.
Who wouldn't? Yeah. Nice weather.
KG had a big house out there, right?
I can't keep track of his houses, Jim.
And I'm looking at this is where the dark photographs come from of these guys. You're like, who am I looking at? Oh, that's Russell Westbrook in the dark. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can sort of make it out that it's him.
Yeah, that's Westbrook.
Like,
yeah,
you can see Davis, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's definitely him.
Sort of.
Yeah, that's him.
The one who's standing up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Oh, that's LeBron. Okay, yeah, I see it. I guess. All right. Pictures to prove
LeBron sitting at the head of the table.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
The king always sits at the head of the table.
So they went out to dinner last night. Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and LeBron James out to dinner in L.A. So are these guys just going out to dinner for the sake of going out to dinner because they're all friends and they're NBA superstars? Because that happens in this league.
Yeah.
Or are we okay to assume that they're all just talking about NBA free agency and trades and, you know, basically the players run the league?
I would chalk this up as more of a friendly, hey, let's get out to meet. Let's go have a good time. Yeah, they may chat about stuff, but if LeBron James is seriously going after somebody or one of these guys, you fly him in on your private jet, you get him shuttled right to your house, and you hang out, and you have a big spread right there at your house, and you talk for real there.
Right. They're not, doing the talking in the open at the restaurant.
Yeah, let's get a reservation and we'll all go show. Like, we're going to talk about the team, put the team together in front of everybody. Like, if you're really good, you're calling a guy and spending hours on the phone with him. You know what I mean? You bring him into your house. Stay in my house.
I got a 25,000 square foot house. Stay with me.
Yeah, we're good. We got a spread here. We'll hang out here. You don't put a team together, that's how you do it. Not going to a restaurant. This is more of a friend thing, I would say. Hey, where do you want to get together? All right, let's meet there around 8. No big deal. I don't think that's a big deal. They stay in there posing for pictures of fans. That's nothing.
It just tells you, though, that they're all in contact.
Tells you that they run the league is what it tells you.
They're all in contact, and that when it comes time for recruitment, there will be plenty of it.
Yeah.
If it's not already happening. And if Kyrie and LeBron,
how can LeBron not?
That Kyrie and LeBron were talking again in season because they told us.
Well, yeah.
But now it's gone back to being friendly to the point where they're either just hanging out as friends or they're taking it their relationship to the next step, which is, you know, getting back together.
We never said their relationship has softened, right?
Softened. Yeah. Do it.
From Saturday Night Live. People are like, what's he doing? relationship
is softened like it did with my partner, Chris.
But that's the latest. Kyrie's talking to LeBron and he's out in LA.
Man, so long.
I'm just going to say this.
No chance.
And you know who I am. You know that I'm Team Kyrie.
There's no chance.
You know that I'm Team Kyrie.
So am I. But
if he leaves, I'm just going to put this out there now. If he leaves and he goes to the Lakers and he joins back up with LeBron, Kyrie Irving is going to be one of the all-time greatest Boston sports villains ever.
Oh, Boston, yes.
Oh, if he joins LeBron in L.A., yeah.
People will still question his legacy because I think it takes more guts to take a step back and go there and do it again with him.
It's not going to be because he... beats Boston or is a tough competitor against Boston, right? It's not going to be because of something he did.
Right.
It's going to be just because he's hated.
The easiest thing for him to do is to stay and make the most money. I think, do you guys agree with that? To be fair, the easiest thing for him to do is to stay, make the most money, and just tell Danny, go figure it out. Second hardest, I think, would be to go play for the Knicks, be in New York City in that market, play in Madison Square Garden, try and rebuild that thing. I mean, where does going to the Lakers fit in?
The whole trade, too. The timeline of the trade. Yeah. Kyrie gets traded, sends Isaiah to Cleveland. Isaiah gets sent to L.A. They clear up cap space so they can sign LeBron, and now he's going to follow LeBron to L.A.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't planned, but the way it works out.
And now there's something new. Someone photoshopped. Who is Cuffs the Legend on Instagram? Who is that?
I'm not on Instagram. I mean, I have an Instagram account, but I don't follow people.
Well, somebody photoshopped Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. In a Lakers jersey?
In a Lakers jersey.
Yep.
I don't know who this... It says player development, youth to NBA. So it's like a coach of some sort. He's some sort of basketball coach. He's got over 30,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh. On mine, it says followed by King James.
Okay, so he...
So LeBron follows him.
Okay, but listen, he photoshopped Kyrie into a Lakers jersey, or he posted a Photoshop of Kyrie in a Lakers jersey, and he put up, I like how this feels. And LeBron James liked the photo.
Oh, boy. Well, if you're LeBron James, you're desperate right now. You didn't even make the damn playoffs.
And
he
this
shut you
was
down.
Just posted 4 minutes ago. LeBron. This just happened in the. This just happened since our segment started. So within the last 4 minutes.
So he's in L.A. and they're working him.
This is developing as we talk about it.
Nice.
Kyrie Irving photoshopped into a Lakers jersey on Instagram within the last 4 minutes, and Kyrie Irving is in that Lakers uniform, and King James, LeBron James, is on Instagram, liked that photo. So this is the world we live in now. The recruitment has begun of Kyrie Irving. Jeez. Cuffs the Legend.
Cuffs the man.
On Instagram. That's where we're at. Back to your calls on everything from the week, including Bruins as they get ready for the Stanley Cup Final. We'll get back to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ticket app.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As soon as you are able, woman, I am willing to make that break that we are on the brink of. My cup is on the table, my love is spilling, waiting here for you to take and drink of. So if you're tired of the same old story, oh, turn some pages.
You know, I've determined the top of my vocal range. It's this song.
It's coming
whatever
down.
Note they're hitting, that's as high as I can go.
I knew it had to happen. Felt the tables turning.
Yeah.
Got me through my darkest hour. I was on the clock. The tables are burning. Until you fell on me like a sweet sun shower. So if you're tired.
I think so.
I'll be here.
Oh, finally. Hey, Tom, summer star yet?
Nice harmonies on the Keep On Rollins there, Beatle. We didn't plan that.
Yeah.
Hey. That was nice.
It's good. We're like halfway through Tom summer.
Ooh, ooh.
Keep on rolling.
All right, then.
Still didn't feel like summer.
No, not yet.
It's getting there.
We're trying.
You know what you really need, though?
We're trying so damn hard.
You know what honestly, what you really do need is like that first sunburn and like that first cookout.
Yeah, first time you get real actual color on your skin that lasts for more than a day.
Say like, wow, you go out this, you could go out with shorts, an actual short t-shirt in your yard and say, you know what, this feels pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh. Yeah, I can put sunscreen on.
Not just come in at the end of the day and say, oh, I got some freckles today. No, not right. That. You want like actual
not
sun.
The Jim Louth coaching freckles. Because like Jim will stand there for 12 hours and coach a four-year-old softball team.
Well, speaking of coaching softball and go to your kids' games, Dave in Plainville's got something for us today. Dave, what do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. So, Zoe, you get a little emotional at the youth sports games. Apparently, my son was behind the plate. And you were
he was good,
all over him.
No.
Whoa.
Dave, you got this one wrong, Dave. I got on the second base umpire, and he's friends with my daughter.
Yeah,
he called a force out on a kid who was stretching a single into a double at second. That's all. Let's get the play right.
So,
I talked to them after the game. I said that they were over there shaking. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
What did you say?
He said, He said your daughter had to come over and apologize for you.
Oh, no. Oh. I went over. God, no. Oh. Your story's so backwards.
She had to break the ice for you.
No, I went over after the game to talk to the kids. I felt bad. I yelled at the kid. I'm like, come on, get the call right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he's got to get on his bike and ride home after the game, so I'll just keep that in mind.
Hey, he worked one. I saw him the next day, and I was talking to him the next day. He worked five games, so he had a pretty good payday that day. So five straight games on Saturday. Yeah, that's good for him. What else
he did?
Yeah.
But they're young kids. They don't need to be chirped at. Like,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
I chirped him once. I apologize.
Only once?
Yeah.
One time.
Sure it was once?
Yeah. Yeah, it was one time.
Sure.
Was
the home plate umpire or the second base?
Not that. It was that second place umpire. Then they rotate every game.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do the same.
Why do I feel that's not the first time your daughter had to apologize for it?
Oh, not that one. I mean, I tell you, when you do the travel AU, the big ones, and we're out of state,
yeah,
you get after those refs. Oh, man.
Let's go back to that scene from The Sopranos.
Oh, in the soccer game?
They're all sitting in the soccer game. They're all sitting in the stands. They're more like hovering the sidelines than sitting in the stands.
Oh, wow. So you had to go apologize after the game.
Yeah, because I felt stupid.
Did you swear?
I swore.
What did you say?
I said a bad word.
Well, I mean, don't say it, but what'd you say?
You got to be pooing me. That was it.
Oh.
But yeah.
Was it your son trying to stretch the single to double?
No, it was not. We were getting smoked at that time. So it was like more problems on top of problems.
How old was the umpire?
He's about 14, 15.
You were frustrated because you're losing in a what? Like a recreational?
Oh no! It was the tournament. It was a league tournament.
Was it the KP Cup?
Yeah, KP Cup, man! KP Cup. I'm just gonna be on their game.
We're trying to defend a cup, man.
Old enough to be sworn at by an adult?
You know what's 15?
You are 15. You're old enough. Another year, you'll be driving. Yeah, you're old enough.
Second baseman caught the ball. From left field, he just tagged the bag.
In another year, you'll be old enough to endanger all of us on the roadways. Yeah, you're old enough to get sworn at.
Yeah. Prepare yourself being sworn at a lot if you're going to be driving next year. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Just preparing the kid for life.
Yeah, Dave, let's not use the riding the bike home excuse, okay? If he's 15.
He's got a long day, he's got a good job, wumping games, now he's got to ride his bike home. Yeah.
The coach like you doing that, or did the coach roll his eyes at you?
Oh, he liked it.
Yeah, some coaches like that. They don't have to yell. They let the parents yell.
Yeah, and then the coach also ran out with his iPhone. So, no, look right here. I got the instant replay. Look. Look at this. Take a look.
There are coaches in the league that actually track the game pitch by pitch on their iPhone. Like that's a little over the top, too.
13. He just called back. The ump was 13.
Oh, 13. Well, wait a minute. That does change things a little bit. That does change things. So you embellished his age.
Jay's busy today.
After the fact, you embellished his age.
No, so easy.
That's a big gap. That's a big gap between like 15 and 13.
Well, he's in school. See him. So he's 14.
Well, no.
So he's got to be 14.
No, he just called back and said he's 13. Okay, he confirmed his age.
Birthday's party.
He's on the
birthday's party.
He's on the white end.
The kid's birthday's party next week.
13 and a half, Beetle.
How about this, though?
If he's still late birthday.
How about this, though? If he's still counting his age in half years, too young to be sworn at.
Too young to be sworn at.
Okay?
Right. I would agree.
Totally.
Too young to be sworn at.
I might even go so far.
My opinion's changed.
Yeah.
By the way.
He's not a year from being. He's 3.5 years from being on the road
now. If his bones are still lengthening, too young to be sworn
at. So this happened last weekend. So when we were telling the story about the softball thing, the replay, you were going at me.
He knew this.
And you knew in the back of your head.
I already did.
That he had been swearing at umpires the weekend before.
But I'm not one of the coaches run out with a cell phone.
Zoe had been swearing at 13-year-old umpires from the stands the weekend before.
No, the parents
just. And didn't share it with anybody.
Parents need to keep quiet. And the coach just goes to the home plate umpire and says, hey.
Oh, does he, Jim?
This is what I saw. Did you see the same thing?
That's nice.
He should be safe.
Yeah. By the way, our...
Yes, when they're 13, though, yes, that's how you handle it.
Our cop buddy friend Jimmy, who's buddies with Paulie, who likes
what did he say?
Just took a picture of his dashboard. He's currently sitting on Route 3 heading south there for the intern. And he took a picture of his dashboard, and he's going 0.0
Where is he?
Miles per
what
hour.
What mile marker is he at?
Just made the turn to get on Route 3, and I'm in the left lane. 0.0.
Ask him if he's
have a fun ride, kid.
Ask him if he's at the part of the highway that Edelman sponsored the mile for.
Edelman be walking faster than you're going right now.
Still says an hour and a half to get there from now.
Oh yeah,
that's not bad. 54 miles.
Do you think that's the case when you look up?
It's going to take him an hour to get through the Braintree split from here. Who are you kidding?
Thank you.
Who are you kidding? Dave is in Waltham. Hi, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? Oh, Beetle. So I just want to make a quick kind of random point about Patrice Bergeron.
Yeah.
I think people really underestimated and underrated John Tavares in that first round when everybody was saying he was hurt or this and that. His points didn't show up, and Tuukka did make a bunch of good saves on him. But I just want to say that I think people underrated how good he is and how good he played. That's all I just want to hit.
Jason Tavares, right? That team was stacked. That Chicago team was stacked that year, man. That was some high-end talent right there you lost to. Like, they were good, skilled. I don't think anybody under... Did we underplay Tavares at that time?
No. In the first round this year?
Not the first round this year. Was it? What was he talking about?
He was talking about...
I thought he was 13. I thought he was talking about 13. No, I'm sorry. All right, I thought he said 2013.
Nope.
No, okay. You're right. You're right. Tavares here. Yeah, had to be here. Against Toronto.
Yep.
Yeah. I went over. Oof, what the hell was I thinking?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I said it the other day. Their best opponent.
I was talking about Chicago. That's Hayes and Kane. I've thought Tavares. Yeah, that went double over mine. Wow.
It's almost spelled the same.
It's not even close. Tavares and...
T-O-E-V-S.
Toves. Yeah. I was talking about the freaking Blackhawks that they eliminated that team. I thought that team was stacked.
Maple Leafs were the best team the Bruins have played to this point.
It's the most skilled team.
In the playoffs. Yep. That's the best competition they've played in the playoffs to this point.
And
now, now they've got it.
Probably the best combination of skill people and a decent goalie. Like, Anderson's a decent goalie. I know he's had issues against you, but I mean.
Do you have the call screener open?
I don't.
Can you? Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Can you see line one?
Yeah, Chester?
You have it? Do you have it already?
No, I don't have it.
Oh.
Chester and Rentham?
No. Oh.
What? Maybe that's, I have it wrong.
Johnny, do you see how Haverhill is spelled?
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Did you see it?
No, I got the wrong call screener.
Oh, you got it. Yours might be frozen. Yeah.
Mine's frozen.
H-A-V-R-I-L is how I've got it here.
Intern, where are you from? Where's he from?
From Bridgewater.
Bridgewater. Do you know where Haverhill is?
He says he
is?
Didn't input that. Somebody had already previously inputted that.
Oh, okay.
Last time
oh,
he called.
Okay. All right.
All right. Defend. Hey, that's
passing
where pass the buck.
All right. Passing the buck.
Not your fault, kid.
Passing the buck, though.
No. Position defended.
Like that. Let me see if I can. He's right. Checks out. Wait a minute.
What checks out?
Hold on. No, it doesn't. I don't see that.
I don't think it does check out.
So where? He lied to us?
He's called the station twice ever. Both dates are today under two different names.
Oh, no.
He called as Roth in Boston and now Johnny in Haverhill. Both calls during this show.
Not Alex from Sherbourne.
He didn't call yet? No.
And now he hung up.
What's his topic?
My guess is he's a prank caller.
Uh-huh.
First one was about Tuukka. And now he's gone.
He's a prank caller, and the intern bold-faced lied.
So, prank caller, and we caught the intern in a lie. Wow. We're going to have a conversation about this. Let's get to Hardy's headlines so we can do that.
It's never your fault. Don't ever say it's your fault. Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors. Pass the time away and talk about their home. this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and rye. They say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
See, then you gotta think about, you get some provisions. You gonna get a sandwich? Like, what kind of sandwich you wanna eat on a boat? So most people will just grab the 12-pack and say, hey, we'll get the bag and throw the bag ice on top. But what if you got a Yeti? Then you get kids, you gotta get some sodas.
Yeti, you get something like that. You get one of those roto-molded coolers. The ice lasts for days.
Yeah, like if your kids are going on a boat, you gotta get some cheese sticks, some juice boxes. You gotta think about all that stuff. Now we get some pepper, some cheese, cut them up. Then you gotta get a little board to cut up the stuff with, the pepperoni in that. And you put it out there, a little
cured cruise. Meats, as Maz would say. Always provisions. Good for a snowstorm. Mm. And I would guess it would be good for a boat, too, yeah. Right?
Leave your shoes on the dock. Don't ever get on a boat, take your shoes on the boat. That's how you offend people.
Maz is ready to go. Felger Maz coming up at 2 p.m. today.
Maz had his Dunkin' egg white bowl, so he's ready. Just
delicious.
Yeah. Eat it all day.
Don't forget, cold brew, medium cold brew, $2 at Dunkin' between 2 and 6 p.m. during Felger and Maz.
Nice pick-me-up.
Get a little afternoon pick-me-up in at Dunkin'.
Chocolate cherry.
That's right. Chocolate cherry. Ryan's at Stoughton today. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas? How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Hey, Beetle, you just said Toronto was better than Columbus, and the series was. How are you going to say that with Matt Duchene, Panarin, Seth Jones, and the goalie, obviously, Burrowski? Have you been watching the playoffs?
Toronto was better. I just think
that the high-end talent for Toronto is those top lines, the Marner,
Tavares
line is, to me, that's way more to compete with.
What game against Columbus would you say we outskated them? Is there one game? Because I didn't feel comfortable once against that team.
I did feel in that series.
I didn't say
you felt like the Bruins were
like that first period. You thought, oh, it's gonna be a bad loss for the Bruins.
Not one game against Columbus did anyone feel comfortable.
First period against Columbus,
and game one. So I'm going to game two. I need to know, where's the beef? How do I get my steak A++?
How do you get your beef, a steak, A++? Beef's wherever you want to eat it. And not to say that, hey, you got beef with me. You don't have beef with me. I'd hit Davio's. I'd go Grill 23. You get a good steak at Houlihan's. Just tell them how to cook it, right? Don't get all the side fixings. Just get the steak.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
You know, he's like, where's the beef? We're going to get my best steak. You go anywhere. Steak, man.
You can go anywhere for the best steak?
I mean, obviously, you go to Grill 23, Capital Grill.
All right, now you're talking.
Those are good steaks, but I mean, don't think you need to go to those types to get a good steak. You could go to, there's diners that have good steaks, man.
To Ryan's point, though, I mean, I don't think there's a huge gap between the Blue Jackets and Maple Leafs. I just happen to think that the Maple Leafs were the best that they faced at this point. And I don't think the road's been that difficult for the Bruins to this point. It hasn't. I don't know where the Blues are going to rank in all of this.
Murray's cut in traffic.
Oh, boo-hoo. It's Friday of Memorial Day weekend.
He looks miserable. He's on Periscope right now saying the alternate route won't even matter at this point. He looks like he's got agit or something. Starts scratching his neck. Murray looks like he's got the shakes right now. Oh, he's sitting there with his arms closed. He's even doing this. He's closing his arms to prove the point that I can't even hold the wheel because I'm not moving. Who's doing headlines for the afternoon show? Is Hardy staying for them until he shows up? Is that what Wallach does? Because, Wallach always does that for us. Yeah. Right. What Mass do the headlines? How do you think that would go? Well, let's take a look at it last night. Murray's in traffic again. Doesn't it drive you crazy how these guys are pushing? Yeah. Did you leave a little earlier? What, do you got another job before this? Look how miserable.
Nah, look, everybody's got stuff. Everybody has a life. Everybody has something. But for Murray, I don't know that it...
It's like watching a stoning of someone.
I don't know that it benefits him to leave any later. For us, it absolutely... No, it... And maybe not for you, for Beetle and me. because we live closer.
Right.
It absolutely makes sense not leave the house until as late as possible because the traffic dies down.
The later I leave, the better it is.
I leave the house at 8:45. I'm screwed. It takes me, you know, almost an hour.
Right.
If I wait until 9:15, it's 30 minutes. You know, it makes a huge difference. But
with him, the earlier he leaves, the better it is.
Who knows?
You would think. I mean, but
who knows?
That's a weird city with traffic patterns.
There is no pattern.
There is none. That's the problem.
There's one pattern today of all days.
Busy.
Out. Heading out.
Fake promos in and ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please. Let's get to them.
All right.
Okay. Let's do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, today's takeaways are delivered to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss, who continues to make losing weight easy. And they now offer optional gourmet prepared meals delivered right to your door for Waken 180 clients set up for consultation. Today, it is not takeaways, it is Fake Promo Friday.
Fake Promo Friday.
How are they looking today?
They're good. You know, these are the promos that you'll hear promos throughout the week on the radio station, trying to give you a little sample of what the show is all about. These we the fake promos, ironically, Beetle, we feel a more accurate representation of what this show really is. Called Fake Promo Friday. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You know who's throwing cold water all over the tip?
The information tip.
Zolak the and information Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What was the tip? What was the tip we were talking about?
The
Do you remember?
You got.
Oh, it was...
It was a basketball
movie. It was about, what's his name, Indomitable Kitsu being in town.
Oh,
that's
Grandpa.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Hanging out with Grandpa.
And then he went...
Somebody threw cold water all over the tip.
All over the tip.
Right. Which doesn't work, by the way.
The listener's tip.
All right, here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
N'Keal Harry never faced a MAC team in his college career.
Really? No way!
I didn't double-check that. According to him, yes.
Well, who wants an apology?
Craig McMuffin?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, McMuffin.
Now, did you ever actually issue that apology to Mr. McMuffin?
No, I'm not apologizing to him.
Well,
no, but he
demanded
did,
one.
He did.
His demands have not been met.
Who did he play, like San Antonio or something? Yeah. What was the team?
UTSA, University of Texas, San Antonio.
And they like don't have a, what are they in a league? What are they in?
They've only been D1 for like 5 years. Okay. They were actually decent, though. Yeah.
They qualify.
You think Craig named his kid Egg?
I see what you did. I don't think his real last name is McMuffin. So
you never know. McLovin.
Also not his real name.
What are you, Sill?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Brad Marsham bumped into Connor Clifton at one point. He appeared to jam his left hand. He was shaking it and pulling on it on the bench. But...
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was from today. Brad Marchand, he's going to be okay.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, he's fine.
Just his hand?
His hand. Just trying to shake it out.
Jamming it in there?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So pulling on your finger, when you jam your fingers, though,
yeah.
Your first reaction is you start pulling it out, right?
Yeah.
Does that work? Does it work to pull it?
No,
I mean, it makes it feel better, but...
Just if it pops it out of joint a little, it feels like you got to pop something back in. I don't say I just cracked it. Yeah.
All right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, God. It came out so naturally. What is that, tip to tip?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
When was that? He's talking about Tip to Tail.
Yeah.
And he's talking about Bates Pataglia.
Right.
Bates Pataglia just saying Tip to Tail.
Tip to Tail. Right.
What a POS.
Right. Don't talk about that, though.
You're not allowed to.
Not allowed to talk about that. Well, don't talk about Bates Pataglia.
Don't want anyone talking about that.
No. Talk about it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, it's not that. It's not that soft. It's not dry. Okay.
It's a good smell, too, isn't it?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good one. Excellent.
That was the lotion. By the way, you said you were going to share somebody gave you lotion today. At least. There's a lot of stuff in here. You pulled like two things out of your show. Like, that's all you got. There's like a whole gift bag of lotions in here. You got face cleanser, which you're not going to use. You're not going to use this face cleanser.
What was that? Is that for the foot rub?
That's Ultra Repair Cream.
Oh, I like that one. I like the one where you put it on your heel, the heel of your feet peels off. It's got that like acid thing in it.
There's no self tanner in there, right? Keep that away from yourself.
I want that.
Face and body balm, lip therapy.
I'm changing tires.
Keep that away from
Here's the straight up hand cream. That's what that is.
Oh, nice.
Felger's going to take that for a test drive.
He likes it.
Yeah.
It's oily. It's nice.
I bet Felger moisturizes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah. He holds that luxurious tan he has. See, we haven't had a tan yet. We need the tan. We need one day to burn. We have anything else?
Oh, yeah, we got three more. Oh.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Christopher Wallace was born on this day in Brooklyn, New York. He would have been 47 today.
Do you know who that is, Dan?
Notorious B.I.G. He dressed in all white, right?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think he did once, like one album cover. I mean,
Dan looked it up, one album cover.
Yeah, that was the one I had.
That
was the CD I had,
Notorious B.I.G.
Used to put that in my... In my 6 disc changer, in my my car.
He loves to be called Big Papa. Not a lot of people know that.
Another guy doesn't want to go to St. Louis. Hey, he's going to go out west. I want to go out west. It's much more fun out there.
Two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Dan, if you don't mind, I'd like to discuss your column on Michael Chavis.
Well, first I was going to show you the Jewish calendar.
Oh, yeah, you got it. I thought you were...
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So proud of that Jewish calendar.
Well, first, let me show you my Jewish calendar book, if you don't mind.
Well, first, I was going to show you the Jewish calendar.
Oh, yeah. Like he kills all momentum. you wouldn't believe. Like, energy, all right, here we go. Let's get right into the Chavis column, and it's, yeah, about that. Yeah, okay, let's talk about the Jewish calendar book first, though.
You know how you get a balloon before you even blow it up, and it's just laying there flat? Dan could suck more out of a flat balloon than it's just, there are times where he hits the air brake, man. See, my
anatomy? Well, in his defense, you did ask him about the calendar
but
beforehand.
Then, you know, we were moving on from that. We're moving on from the Jewish calendar book.
It was like 7 minutes prior.
He thought it was going to be a segment.
No, a whole break. Waited a whole break to talk about the calendar. Yeah.
All right, final fake promo of the week. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm the acting postmaster over in Wrentham.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dwight Schrute of Wrentham.
Then we got tweets from people who knew who he was. Apparently, he just goes from post office to post office.
Cleans up the messes.
That's right. Now,
he's the wolf.
Gets everybody in line.
That's right. Shows up for a while, straightens that place out,
crosses
moves on
the
to the next one.
Eyes. Yep, you guys aren't licking your stamps good enough. Where's that sponge at? Put more water in the sponge. So when you put this, remember the old-time stampy places, Artie? Then they had the whoosh, stamp.
Standing off to the side. How'd I do?
Do you need that notarized, sir?
Well, you were very good. You addressed the package properly. You asked him if he wanted insurance. Did you ask him if he needed stamps today? I don't recall you asking if he needed stamps today. That's pretty much asking if you want fries with that. I mean, you go to the post office. Any stamps today? You didn't ask. That's the stuff he's there to clean up. All right, that's it.
All right.
Anything liquid, perishable, fragile, flammable?
Check this chart, please. Mark no at the bottom if your package doesn't contain any of these items.
You just need to hit that on the screen, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay, no. This is good. We're almost at 158.30. Sleeves is yet to be seen. Oh, there he is. Nice.
He's fine.
He looks happy today. Wi-Fi probably wasn't working on that coffee joint. He's down there.
311 stickers all over his computer. I like the Beastie Boys. Rock of Boston.
Hey, he's here. We're all here today.
Everybody's here.
We're all going to be here on Monday.
We're all going to be here Monday.
Everybody back.
Everybody's back.
Memorial Day Monday. Full midday show, full afternoon show.
No morning show.
There it is, that passive-aggressive thing he has with Toucher and Rich again.
No, just
that passive-aggressive talking smack thing.
Fred's like, I'm in Newport.
There it is.
Coming back from Newport.
There it is. It's back, Hardy. But we don't have enough time for you to have another meltdown on him.
No, this is great. I like it because Fred, you know what Fred has to do? He actually has to get up tomorrow and drive at 6 a.m. to go to Newport because his wife is taking goat yoga up in the hills. Baby goats all over you.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Fred's upset about it.
Here, take your beauty products.
Thank you, sir.
Guys, have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday.
All right, guys.
Friends of Mass coming up next.
I have a game on Monday,
and
huh?
We'll see you Monday.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody have a good, safe weekend.
Do that. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati on a agenda-free getaway day Friday here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's the usual drill. Everything from the week that we've gotten to or have yet to get to, it's up to you and your wonderful phone calls, obviously. Big week for the Bruins, but now...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.